We're going live. Hey, good morning. How are you doing? It's 7:07, and this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Yes, it's not 5 a.m. Yes, it's 7 a.m., and we're doing the show, and it's trash day. So priority one on trash day is to make sure trash gets out so that I don't have to go chase the trash decks. Trash trucks down the street, because you never know anymore whether they're going to be early or late or when or what. Today's also Fortune Cookie Friday! Yay! So we're going to be a little goofy today. It is Friday. Try to keep it short and brief. Hope you're doing well. And we talk about Agile and Scrum here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about some technical stuff and get a little geeky. Well, we're having a little fun today. We'll do a little technical stuff. We're going to do the fortune cookie. We'll keep it short and brief because it is Friday. I was coming up with a goofy thing. We'll talk about the goofy say in a second. Okay. So I'm going to talk about engineering practices and then should agile coaches be involved, care about it? We've got a goofy saying for today. And then some fun stuff you can do that people will learn from an activity for meetings. And I went to a bunch of meetings over the past week across the world. Say, I think I was in a meeting in Saudi Arabia, and there's some people in Egypt doing a thing. Where else do we go? New Zealand a couple times, and Philadelphia, Mid-Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta. So various places around and doing these virtual meetings. So it's pretty cool. You see people doing Agile all around the world. You get some pointers. You learn a lot real fast because there's so much stuff to be had. Take advantage of it. It's really cool. And I really do recommend that. Just look at your schedule. See if you can spend an hour or two attending some virtual webinars. A lot of Agile groups are doing lean coffees, things like that around the world. It doesn't hurt, and it's pretty fun. You learn a lot of stuff, new ideas, things that people are doing. It's a great way to learn quickly. So engineering practice. Should Agile coaches care about it? I had a debate with another Agile coach the other day. And he was like, well, why do we really care about the engineering practices of the company and this and that? We should be working on Agile and the Agile mindset, things like that. And I said, yeah, but, you know, the Scrum Guide, if you read it, in Scrum, assumes that you have practices in place and that your organization is following those practices. Because with that, you're going to have all kinds of the bottlenecks and issues and problems are going to creep up because there's no practice and common practices for your organization. And it was funny. I brought that up at one of the seminars the other day. I forget if it was a DC one or was the Atlanta one. And I mentioned it. And one of the people said that they were kind of, you know, they were of the opinion that if you can't help them technically a little bit on the coaching side or don't understand the activities, then you really shouldn't be coaching IT. You got to understand a little bit of everything, background sooner or later, what goes into it, how to do it. And one place I've been coaching before, a lot of places I find don't even have their standard practice, how they want to operate. And a lot of times I'm just facilitating them developing those standard practices. Do I know how to code? Yeah. Do I know how to code really well? No. Right. Am I gonna put people to shame coding wise? No. If I put you to shame coding wise, and you've been coding 48, or you got a full time job coding, then you're not a very good coder. It's your job. It's your profession, right? It's like professional basketball players. You're professional coders. You're doing good. And just a lot of times when you have teams, they're used to coding individually, and you got to teach them how to code as a group and how that works and how people can understand and fix problems and things like that. For example, I'm just going to give a quick example. A common way you want to comment and mark out your code, your syntax, right? The reason why is because, one, What if you're not there? You're on vacation. Someone needs to work on the code and they can't understand what the hell you wrote. Then they can't be, and you can't be very agile. You can't go home after 40 hours. You got to work there 24/7 because someone's got to do that job. So you got to have that, right? Because people would argue with me on that. I'm like, well, I want people to go home. I'm very much agile, lean, get the work done, go home. So you need to common practice in how you want to code, how you want to unit test, do code reviews, all those kind of things are all part. Because there's nowhere in the Scrum guide to say do code reviews, does it? No. So why do we ask for code reviews? So the debate the gentleman was having with me, or the Agile coach was, it's like, dude, we have to help them get their standard practices. And most of the companies that are having problems don't have a standard practice. And what they do is they take Agile and dump it on top of an organization that doesn't have standard practices and hope Agile will fix all the problems because they abandoned their standard practices. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. It actually exposes all the issues of not having the standard practices. Agile, Scrum and Agile are very good at doing that. So I would just want to say from that debate, enough people that I know that are like, it's not all about did you do daily Scrum? Did you do sprint planning? Did you do a sprint review? Did you do a retrospective? It's not just that. It's other things that go on to being an agile coach and coaching people, organizations, how to work together as a team to be a better team. So there's more to it, right? How do you communicate? If you can't read each other's language, you can't communicate. So for that, if anybody says you don't need to know anything about that, I'm like, no, you should. And you should go online. LinkedIn does DevOps stuff. There's a lot of automated test stuff. There's some basic programming stuff. You can try that out and just get to learn the basics. Not that you have to be a super coder, right? So that was the one item. Now, here's my goofy saying for the day. And then we'll talk about some, because I had this my goofy saying for the day, which I'm going to start using today. Have a scaled agile framework day. Have a safe day. So that's what I'm going to tell people. So the goofy saying for the day is have a safe agile framework day. We're safe. Have a safe day. So for those safe people, start writing on your little email things. Have a safe scaled agile framework day. Instead of safe day with all the coronavirus going on, you can say that. That's the goofy saying for the day. And then the last item before we do the fortune cookie. One of the activities we did last night, it was called, let me get my thing from Thursday. I tried to write my name. We did some liberating structures activities, and there's a liberatingstructures.org that you can go to, and you learn about doing interactive discussion. It was really good. It was great to hear all the thought process and everything. And one of the things we did as an activity, what makes a bad meeting? Bad meetings or meetings in general screw everything up and take away a lot of time from even to do work. And I thought what would be an interesting activity for a group of people when you're trying to figure out what's going on and they got these meetings. And it might be fun. It's Friday, so have fun. So one of the questions, we did a couple questions. We broke it down from phases to phases and drew stickies on the wall. We used mural.com. To do it. It was pretty fun. And one of the ideas is what makes a bad meeting? I thought everyone could laugh. It'd be interesting just to do one phase. You don't have to do all the phases. But maybe you go ask everybody, okay, what makes a bad meeting? And everybody just be honest, like I wrote, too many carbs at lunchtime, or right after lunch, a bad meeting's right after lunch. And some people wrote, multi-page PowerPoint slides, and some people wrote even another one I wrote is like invite a politician to the meeting, you're never getting anything done, and they're gonna talk the whole time. But you can have fun like that, or someone wrote brown bagging it, or making everybody meet at lunch and not feeding them. You just have some fun stuff, but it also helps people understand. And you get in the little depths of stuff for that team. What makes a bad meeting? Then take that information and then say, okay, what do we want to do for team norms? So apply what's in a bad meeting. Apply some of those things. Now, as you do it, now say, okay, now which ones of these things we had lots of fun. Which ones do we want to apply to our team norms? Like, you know, no multitasking, we want an agenda, you know, all those kind of things that go into a bad meeting. But get your teams to figure out, they've been in enough meetings themselves. You don't need an Agile coach to do it. You just need an Agile coach to facilitate the activity, right? But again, you know, it's one of those things we can do. So we can help them facilitate their way through what a bad meeting is and help them come up with that. And it's not about us. Yes, we could write everything down. We've been there too. But so can they. Let them develop what's in that bad meeting. Take that information and put it into your norms. But that's what I got for most of the stuff. Now we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Oh, by the way, in 2 hours, we're going to do our interview post. It should go up on YouTube. I'm curious how it's going to go. That's at 9 o'clock today, Eastern Standard Time. So I guess it's like 1 hour and 45 minutes or something, or 40 minutes. Well, that should be popping up, and you should be able to comment on it during the interview. I don't know. Something different to do. All right, Fortune Cookie Friday. Don't forget to watch the interview when I post it up. I'll try to put links up on LinkedIn today too, so you can follow it now. Okay, for those Agile accountants out there, we have the sealed bag that I just opened with the fortune cookie, the Agile fortune cookie. And we're going to open it up, and it comes out. There it is, in a sealed cookie wrapper that's been sealed by Agile accountants that no one has seen or read, by the firm of Agile accountant and accountant and accountant. All right. Take the glasses off. Okay. Well, there you go. Set up your plan at the beginning of the year and don't let chances slip away. This had two. You can do a couple things with this, I think. Set up your plan at the beginning of the year and don't let chances slip away. You know. So, like we said before, I'm going to transfer the beginning of the year to the beginning of the sprint. So set up your plan at the beginning of the sprint. Not like 5 days into the sprint, but lay it out and don't let chances slip away. I think that relates to how we do iterative development. We have time boxes, letting chances slip away. Like if you did waterfall on it and you had 6 month plan, and it's going to be 6 months. The nice thing about a 2 week or 1 week plan is that if something comes up, you can take advantage of those opportunities. Because you can reschedule and reshift your priorities, schedule around. I don't know. It works for me. So, again, set up your plan at the beginning of the year and don't let chances slip away. Give yourself some opening, some flexibility to take on new stuff. Re-priorities, right? Don't be so set on your priority that you can't take advantage of stuff as it comes. So, with that, that's what I got. It is Friday. Hope everybody on the other side of the world are enjoying their Friday evening out on the town. Or be able to go out and do something, get some fresh air. You stay safe, or we, as we say, have a scaled Agile framework day and be good. Have fun. Stay healthy. Ring the little bell. And again, in about an hour and 40 minutes will be our interview. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya. Have fun. Happy scrumming. See ya.